the European Missionary Council. Her traveling companions on the trip to England were Sarah McIntyre and L. A. Frank, from the publishing house at Basel. He was one of the delegates to the council. At Great Grimsby, Ellen White was pleased to meet Jenny Ings, who had given up her position as matron of the health retreat in California to join and assist Ellen White. Her husband would engage in ministerial work, first in England and then on the continent. Although the business sessions of the council would not begin until Monday, September 27, tent meetings were being held in Great Grimsby, and Ellen White threw herself into the work, with two meetings on Sabbath, September 18, two meetings on Sunday, and early morning talks to the workers Sunday and Tuesday. The Sunday night meeting was well attended, with the tent full and half as many outside. She had an attentive audience and spoke with freedom. Many who came in during the week to attend the council were there for the Sabbath, September 25. Ellen White addressed them in a poorly ventilated, small room at the mission headquarters at 5:30 a.m. The foul air almost paralyzed her. At the worship hour, she spoke in the auditorium at the Mechanics Institute Hall, about half a mile from the mission. This auditorium was located in the center of the building, with not a window to the outside, and near the close of her talk, prostration from the impure air again overtook her. Of the experience she wrote, "I thought then I was cut off from doing anything for the people, but our brethren said they had found out a way that the room could be ventilated, so I put on the armor again and did very well until Sunday night. I spoke to a hall filled with outsiders. I knew the moment I attempted to speak that our brethren had forgotten to ventilate the hall, and the outdoor air had not been introduced into the hall after the last meeting had been held. I got through with the discourse wearied out. I walked home. I could not sleep that night, and the next morning I looked haggard and felt 2 years older than I did before I made the attempt to speak. I became very sick with nervous prostration. I was suffering much with inflammation of head, stomach, and lungs. Sarah gave her most earnest hydrotherapy treatments, and she began to rally. But although she attended some of the meetings of the council, she did not speak again, either through the week of the council or the week following, while she remained at Great Grimsby. The thoughtlessness on the part of the workers had cut off much of her ministry. However, she did labor in personal interviews, writing, and giving counsel.